question was raised a couple days ago in our first shiur with regard to some dinim of kibud av v'eim regarding the chiyuv of an adopted child and kibud av v'eim to their adoptive parents. So in Sefer Ol Yaakov, a scholar quotes, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, that a child who's given over for adoption still has a chiyuv kavod to their biological parents, that he writes. And what about the chiyuv kibud toward the adoptive parents? So he cites here from Rav Yashiv that although there is no chiyuv mitzvah saseh kibud av v'eim to one's adoptive parents per se, but there still is a chiyuv of kibud b'miktsas because of hakaras hatov. It's an interesting two piskei halacha. Once again, in terms of the chiyuv of one who is adopted to one's adoptive parents, so that Rav Yashiv says, you have a chiyuv mitzvah hakaras hatov to show some kavod to them. And as far as the chiyuv of kavod to one's biological parents, that Rav Zilberstein says, even if they've given the child over for adoption, there still is a chiyuv of kibud to the biological parents. So that's just the groundwork. Similar, interesting psak quoted in Sefer Psakim Metshuvos from this Tshuvos Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Samach Dalid was asked the following shaila. Back in the day when the minhag was that only one avel said each kaddish, and if there was more than one avel in the shul, so you have to divide up the kaddishim. You say one kaddish, he says another kaddish, and sometimes you have to prioritize, okay, who has the right to say the kaddish and who doesn't. So Chasam Sofer was asked, someone who had raised an orphan passed away, and the Yosem wants to say Kaddish for his adoptive father. Okay, now clearly you can say Kaddish for an adoptive father. Nothing wrong with saying Kaddish. Someone's got to say the Kaddish, especially if you're the only child he had, an adopted child. He had no other children. Someone's got to say the Kaddish. The shaila though is, does the adopted son have the priority over a biological son saying Kaddish for his real father? So Chasam Sofer says that no, the biological children have the right to say they have priority over the adopted son to say Kaddish for their respective fathers. And he says, sorry? So in this case, the boy was a Yosam. He didn't have a biological father or mother alive anymore. He was raised by a foster father who had now died. So that child was not relevant in this particular case. So Chasam Sofer says, he says, even though we know from Chazal that if one raises a yasom, it's ke'ilu yalado, it's as if he gave birth to him, it's a mitzvah gadol, mitzvah rabbah. But nonetheless, says Chasam Sofer, he writes, that doesn't mean that this adopted son has a chiv mitzvah saseh, kibud av v'eim, to his adopted father, the same way a biological son has a chiv kibud av v'eim to his real father. And even if you'll tell me there is some, what he calls, ktsas mitzvahs kibud, and a chiyuv to try and say Kaddish, if this adoptive father had no children, but the other Avelim who have a real mitzvah to say of Kibudov to say Kaddish, they don't have to let this young man take precedence over them in terms of who says Kaddish for their respective deceased parents. So this is the Chasam Sofer's psak. So,
does he have to over a different double? Not a child, but a different?
That's a good question. I can't speak for the Chasam Sofer here. Interesting question. He's dealing with the chiyuv of kibud av v'eim in terms of saying Kaddish for a parent. So what we've seen so far is a child who's adopted has the chiyuv mitzvah hakaras hatov to show kavod to the adoptive parent. A child who has a biological parent, even if they didn't raise him, still has an actual chiyuv of kibud av v'eim to his biological parents. And the Chasam Sofer, in comparing the chiyuv of saying Kaddish that an adopted son has to his foster father versus the chiyuv of Kaddish that a biological son has to his real father, some sort of says the biological son has priority over the adopted son because he has a real chiyuv derived to keep it of aim and the adopted son does not. But here comes a fascinating shaila. What happens if you have an adopted child who's given up for adoption, but his biological parents are still alive. And now the shaila is the chiv kibud to one versus the other. So Stami will tell me, well, how could you tell me that there's any shaila here? If you have a chiv kibud deraisa to your biological parents and only chiv mitzad kibud avaim to your adoptive parents, so what's the shaila? Of course, one has priority over the other. That's what I would have thought. But about 30 years ago, my grandfather told me they had a shaila that occurred 40 years earlier, Be'erach, 1950s. Maybe it was this, probably the 50s or so. He was a rav in the Upper West Side, Maria. And he had the following shaila. There was a family in his, a couple in his shul, who had taken in a child who was given up for foster care because his biological parents couldn't raise him. Jewish child, his parents couldn't afford to raise him, whatever the case was. He was raised by these adoptive parents, Upper West Side of Manhattan. And the shaila came the following. He had maintained a kesher to some extent with his biological parents. And now he's getting married. Who walks the chasen down to the chuppah? And both parents wanted the rights. Biological parents, we're the parents. Adoptive parents, well, we raised him all these years. So who had the right to walk him down to the chuppah? So my grandfather told me that at the time there was a Hasidic rabbi, he said, he didn't tell me who, Paskin, biological parents, they're the parents, they walk him down. And my grandfather disagreed. He Paskin, no, the adoptive foster parents have the right to walk him down. Oh, hold on, so I'm not done yet. My uncle, Moshe Soloveitchik, who I called today just to refresh the details of the story, said he remembers that the biological parents came to my grandfather yelling and screaming. So my grandfather said, it's a medrash. The Farish Medrash. What's the Medrash? So my grandfather told me at the time that a Medrash with regard to Yisro and Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, he didn't tell me which Medrash it was. He just said a Medrash by Yisro and Moshe Rabbeinu. So my uncle told me that although he didn't see the Medrash inside, he recalls it was the Medrash about Moshe going to ask Yisro for Rishus before leaving Midjan and going back to Mitzrayim. So I looked in the Medrash Rabbah, and there actually is a Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Shemos, says the following. The Pasuk tells us that after Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe you have to go back to Mitzrayim, so it says, Eilach Moshe b'yashav al Yesher Chosno. Moshe goes back from the Midbar, goes back to Yeser, to Yisro, his father-in-law. So the Medrash there says the following. Medrash says, that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to go back to Mitzrayim, Moshe said, Ribon Ha'olam, Eini Yachol, I'm not allowed to. I can't go back. Epnesha Kiblani Yisro, Yisro has welcomed me. Pasach Li Beiso, he opened his home to me. Va'ani Imo Keben, I'm like a son by Yisro. He took me in. And because the Medrash says, Mishu Posech Pischol Chaver, someone welcomes this friend in, Nafshu Chayvlo, I owe him everything. And then the Medrash continues. V'lo'od, here's the key line. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not just that. V'lo'od. Ela shekol ha'poseach pischa l'chaveiro, chayev b'chvodo, yoseh me'aviv u'me'imo. So Medrash Rabbah, which says that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael welcomed him into his house, and whoever is poseach pischa l'chaveiro, he's chayev b'chvodo, yoseh me'aviv u'me'imo. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't go back. So, So l'kach amr Moshe l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu kiblani Yisro v'nag b'kavod eini holich ela brishu. So Moshe said, I have to get rishus from Yisro, and that's why the pasuk says vayelach Moshe vayoshev al Yisro chosno. If you look at Yaakov Shimoni, it just says very simply. Yaakov Shimoni, that's that pasuk as well, says very simply vayelach Moshe vayoshev al Yisro chosno. Medrash says, Dover Acher, Shaholach, Lito, Rishus, Mimenu. He went to ask Rishus. But what we see from the Medrash is that Medrash says, Kol Posech, Pesach, Lachveru, Chai, Bechvodu, Yos, Miov, Ve'imo. So my grandfather Paskind, interesting fact that the adoptive parents, foster parents who raised him, they get to walk him down. And the biological parents were yelling and screaming. So my grandfather told them, listen, go ask Yavaron Cutler, your son learned by Yavaron, go ask Yavaron Cutler, whatever he says, I'll be Mevatel Daiti. So they went to ask Yavaron Cutler, the Shaila, who gets to walk the chasen down?
The Ran said, it's a fair shemedrash by Yisrael. That was it. End of story. So, fascinating psakas. On the one hand, look in some of the poskim, the Chorin recorded, Chiv Kibbe Daraisa to your biological parents, and Achiv Akarsa Tov to the adoptive foster parents. And yet, Lemaisa, in this particular Shaila, it seems Ravan Kotler agreed that the right to walk the child down should go to the foster parents. Very fascinating Shaila. That's also true. Biological parents are also mechuyev to the Karas HaTov of the parents who raised their child. Yeah, interesting. Just a fascinating balancing act, if you will, in terms of these competing rights, so to speak. One, yeah. So, did they or not? I don't know. That wasn't there. Couldn't tell you. This is just the pieces that I've heard of the Shiloh. That's all I know about it. Okay, one last ta'ara, and that is the following. So we discussed adopted child, chiyuv of kavod and mitzvah karas hatov to his foster parents, still chiyuv d'oraisa to his biological parents. What if there's a conflict between the two? Who has the priority? What about a ger who converts? So now, they have a different Shiloh. Biologically, they are his parents. Halachically, we know gerish and his geir, they're not his parents anymore. What happens here? So, in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Mem Aleph, Siftes, Shulchan Aruch says, a ger is not allowed to curse his father who is a non-Jew or to strike him. Nor is he allowed to insult him. Why? Because we don't want, and Shulchan Aruch quotes a svar in the Gemara, people to think, banu mikedusha chamur lekedusha kala. We had more restrictions when we had not yet converted. Less restrictions now that we have converted. We don't want people to say such a thing. So just like when they were still not yet Jewish, they had certain obligations toward their parents. The same obligations apply now as well. When one looks in the Rambam, which is where the Shulchan Aruch has taken this halacha from, in Mamrim Perikei Halacha Yidaf, the Rambam there says, Hager Aser Lekalal Aviv Ha'akum Lako. So a ger is not allowed to curse his non-Jewish father or to strike him. He's not allowed to embarrass him or insult him. So people shouldn't say, Banu mikdusha chamur lekdusha kala, that, now life has gotten less restrictive, so to speak, a less of a kedusha. Ram says, Ella rather, noheg bo miktsas kavod. The ger still has the chiv to treat the parents with miktsas kavod. Now, what exactly does miktsas kavod mean is an interesting shaila. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, or Igros Moshe, your Adea Chelik Bey, Simon Kofamin writes that this chiv stems once again from a chiv of a karas hatov. Even if there's no chiv derais of kibbutz avim, because they're not halachically speaking the ger's parents, but mitzad a karas hatov, you're not allowed to say much to be kafei tova. There's an issa of kafei tova. And same way the Chazal criticized Adam Rishon for being kafei tova to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, Haisha, Ashina Sata Imadi, oh, it's her fault. He was kafei tova. They were b'nei Noach. They had not allowed to be kafei tova. So too says in Moshe, this is in mitzad the isra of kfiyas tova, mitzad the chiv of a karas hatov. And in Moshe says, he says, the same way there's no beferish isra on midos ros. But midos are such a core fundamental. So too says in Moshe, this is mitzad midos tovos. You can't be kafay tova, you have to be makar tov. And perhaps along the lines of what the poskim said with regard to an adoptive parent, you have a chiv of a karas hatov. So too, like the ger and their biological parents also, chiv of a karas hatov.